African American history in the American West goes back hundreds of years, but not a lot of that history made it into the history books, and many stories are at risk of getting lost in time. A museum in Denver is working to salvage them before that happens. Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards sat down with the Black American West Museum's Reenactor Guild when they came to Laramie's Higher Ground Fair. She asked about the characters they portrayed in costume on stage at the fair.
My name is Elise Clark. I play the character Mary Fields. Mary Fields was born a slave around 1832. She came out west to take care of her friend. She carried mail, she had a restaurant, she had a laundry business, and she had a running bet she could knock anyone out.
Hello, my name is Steve Shepherd, and I play Barney Lancelot Ford. And Barney Lancelot Ford was an escaped slave.
When I got to Colorado, I couldn't find a place to stay. They wouldn't lease me a room or anything, so I stayed in Aunt Clara Brown's woodshed overnight. I couldn't buy a gold mine because I was a former slave. Actually, I was an escaped slave. And at that time, there was a law called the Fugitive Slave Law. So if they found me, I was going right back to Georgia or back to Virginia where I came from as a slave.
I owned two very luxurious hotels, one in Denver and one in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, my name is John Thomas, and I actually do two different characters. The first is Oliver Toussaint. That's why he was called O.T. Jackson. But O.T. was a very shrewd business person. He was a very progressive person. And around the country, there was a big effort to establish colored communities. O.T. wanted to do the same thing in Colorado. And the Negro Business League didn't back him on it, so he did it. He said, "To hell with you guys, I'll do it on my own." And he did. Five families started it in 1910. By 1920, there were about 700 inhabitants, and the net value of the property was close to $1 million. The other character I portray is a Tuskegee Airman. In 1972, there were 19 designated original Tuskegee Airmen in Colorado. And today there are three remaining, the rest have died. This jacket belonged to one of the original airmen,
right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I interviewed three of the pilots and for about 2 hours each, and I put together about a 30-minute presentation.
Hi, my name is Linda Burks Brown, and I play the character of Aunt Clara Brown.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. My name is Aunt Clara Brown. I was born in Spotsylvania, Virginia, sometime in the 1800s. You know, at that time, enslaved people didn't have birthdays.
When she got here to Denver, she established a business. Whenever anyone wanted to come that came here, she opened her house, and she also gave money. It was $10,000 that she had saved with hard work, and she used that $10,000 to help people after emancipation to come here to Colorado to establish a new life here.
My name is Alton Clark, and I portray Lewis Price, a entrepreneur during the 1800s. He was sold to another plantation and he escaped. He borrowed a wagon and some horses and was going across country from Kansas to Denver City and Cheyenne. And did that for several years until he amassed enough money to move out to Cheyenne, Wyoming, where he established a laundry business. He moved from Wyoming to Denver City at the time and established himself another laundry business where he amassed enough money to buy his first piece of property. He was known as the Black Wizard because of his powerlessness in the business world and selling properties. And for grins and giggles, he would travel up and down Colfax Avenue with his white driver, his white horses, and his white carriage, him and his wife. So.
Sounds like a real character.
Yes.
Give us the money, man.
My name is Felicia Foster. I play Hattie McDaniels. And Hattie McDaniels, she was a great performer. She basically had two roles, which one was in film and one was in television. And she also had a great radio career. She came to Denver with her basically large family. What I also noticed is that she went to one of the old East High School, which I did a lot of research on because Denver was a lot different before when she came to Denver. So when she got here, she kind of built herself up. She had a long singing and basically dancing career. And from what I figured out, when she left East High School, she got George Morris's traveling orchestra, which was a very large black touring group, and they called themselves the Melody Makers. She moved to Hollywood, California, and that's where she began her career in film. She had a lot of stars that supported her, like Clark Gable, James Cagney, because she starred alongside them, and they did ask those questions, why was she getting more than supporting roles? So when she finally got Gone with the Wind and she won that Best Actress Award, the introducer, she basically said that, you know, she made people think about what, you know, television and film was.
Because black history is lost, it is not mainstream history. There are many more characters, but the record is not there. So there's a lot of piecework that goes into developing these characters. You have to look in various places to find the information. It's not readily available.
Now, from my standpoint, it was a matter of just becoming so familiar with that when I get on stage, it's almost like I'm telling my story. And that's how I approach it.
Are you an actor outside of this?
No. In fact, I was in the construction business. That was my career.
So how'd you end up?
I've always been a ham. No.
It takes a lot of scratching and itching to get to what most of our characters have been, you know, like the black cowboys. I had an uncle that died in a stampede that he was a cowboy.
It's family history too.
It's family history too, because my father and my mother were revolutionists, you know, because they told me not to take any stuff from the man, you know.
That's what you grew up with.
That's what I grew up with, and so.
Yeah.
People of African descent have been here for over 600 years in the West, which is not always known. When Columbus came, there were people of African descent that came with him. A lot of those people stayed. So when we look at the Western history, I think it was easier to come West sometimes than it was to get North. Out West, it wasn't civilized. A lot of these laws that we're talking about, even for Barney and did not come West till civilization came West.
You know, black folks had come to the West. If they were escaped slaves, they knew they were free. Barney Ford, in 1863, went to the bank, and they loaned him $9,000. Now, if he tried that after the Jim Crow movement, it wouldn't have happened. So you see, there was a great influx of different types of folks after emancipation. And it's been kind of like up and down as far as race relations.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards speaking with the Black American West Museum's cast of history reenactors.